At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I don't know what rock bottom feels like, but this seems like it's awfully close.
So this is how tonight's going to go. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Special. Beat the Mets. Sweep the Mets. Step right up and kill the Mets. I told you last night that the season was over. Nothing has happened to make you think otherwise.
How many hits did Pete Alonso have tonight, Jason?
Hey, look, Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown. The defense gave up a late score. They lose to Pittsburgh 14-7. Kenny Pickett was awful, but Pittsburgh does enough to beat New York 14-7. TJ. We're live in the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should
Mets,
be.
Yo.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of night. Steve DeSager is going to have big Mets stats every single update.
Oh, okay then.
They were down 14-2 early in this and lost 14-7. Really, I'm telling you, the best thing, this is why 31 other teams are, or 29 other teams are very excited right now, because of the deadline. Sure. Scherzer, Verlander, Marte, Canna, Escobar, everybody. I'd even trade Alonso at this point, even though he's going to be out for a month.
Wow.
Lindor, you want to take a $270 million contract for Lindor so we can hit $215 for you? Go ahead. Everybody's available. Everyone. Call me. There are no sacred cows. I'm the guy in the fantasy league that says, hey, everybody's available. But is everybody? No, trust me. Everybody is available. Make me a good offer. I need to redo things.
Tried to trade Verlander in my fantasy league, and the guy wouldn't even respond.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. And the guy you were trading him to was actually Justin Verlander. I don't want myself in fantasy.
Don't you think it's a little much to say the season's over here on June the 8th last night?
three games in a row where they had a three-run lead in every game, and they blew every one. And now tonight, 14-2, Alonso's out for a month. Yeah, that's going to be it. Certain times there are losses that you just don't come back from. And this, trust me, watching the Mets for, you know, 45 years and paying attention, yeah, this is one of those times where, you know, sometimes for each team, the season ends at a different time. Sometimes it ends on September 30th. Sometimes it ends on June 5th.
The word over means they're not going to the playoffs, really.
Yeah, the word over means, hey, big salary dump coming. You want these guys, go ahead, come get them.
I find that hard to believe here because we saw the Washington Nationals win a World Series when mid-May they were horrendous. They were, I think, 10 games under at that time, and
New
York Mets are not.
No, they're not. I don't have
it's
confidence.
It's a bad week. It's a bad couple of weeks. Oh, it's not bad. A great season. I'll grant all of that.
It's been bad since the third week of April. They started out 14-7, and now here they are. They're 30-34. They've been terrible for a while. They've lost to good teams. They've lost to bad teams. They've lost to mediocre teams, and they've lost. I don't know where to go.
And they're still a game better than the Padres.
But.
Well, I don't know what rock bottom feels like, but this seems like it's awfully close.
The most important thing to remember is Aaron Rodgers is a Jet and finished a dream OTAs for the Jets today, talking about how great it was.
It's OTAs. There's no such thing.
When he shows up for the whole thing, that's
congratulations.
All.
You get a little plaque or certificate that says perfect attendance at OTAs.
Steve, I'm an easy guy to make happy. All I need right now is just those slow motion videos of Aaron Rodgers dropping those perfect passes downfield.
All passes are perfect in June.
Yes, that's all I need. Zach Wilson was good today.
Wow, come on.
That's all. But that's what's important. I got to understand that. All right, I can be mad, but the most important thing is the Jets have Aaron Rodgers.
It's that bad.
That's the most important thing. That's all. And it can be great. It's going to be great for at least the next 2.5 months, right? Because I'm going to go all the way into the regular season before things.
Yeah, there's no real losses between now and then.
No, I mean look,
barring the inevitable injury during camp.
Stop. Don't put that out there. I mean, halftime of week one, if they're losing 14-3, it's over. The honeymoon is over, and what are we doing? And what happened? And Rodgers is washed, and this is terrible. But until then, it's great.
Now, Golden Headphones going to a Chargers Jets game this year?
He is. He's going to go and watch the Chargers lose 49-3.
It's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be tough. Just watch. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, with time, he could pitch for the Mets now. I mean, why not get him in there throwing?
Can't be worse than Scherzer or Verlander.
Not at all.
No, hold on. Didn't Scherzer have like 10 strikeouts, no walks this week?
Let's see. They were winning 4-1 and they lost that game and he gave up the lead. So, no, he didn't have a great game.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. You're acting like he was bounced in the first inning and he can't pitch anymore.
Okay, striking out 10 is great. When you strike out 10 and give up 6 runs in 5 innings, I don't care how you get the outs. You got to not give up runs.
I agree with all of that.
If a strikeout takes runs away, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
He got to the 6 than it was 10 strikeouts, no walk.
Again, and 6 runs. I do remember, it's 6 runs. But again, look who's going to be available for everybody at the end of July. It's going to be like when it's going to find, oh, really? Like Macy's is going out of business and they're having a huge sale. Best Buy is going out of business. We got to get
there. Yes.
Oh, the Mets are going out of business this year.
I didn't think I needed a shower curtain, but my goodness, at these prices.
Hey, can I buy any of the fixtures? Are you selling any of the fixtures?
Yes, they're selling fixtures.
Oh, $75 for this big fixture? Sure, yeah, I'll take it.
This would be great for a college dorm. Of course, I'm not in college anyway, but at these prices.
But when can I buy a fixture from Best Buy? All right, that's what I'm going to do. I got it, buddy. I got it.
It's like those grocery store sales. You know, I don't own a dog, but dog food at this price. Oh, my goodness.
Why would I not get it?
How can I say no?
Tonight's show brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Well, we are midway through the third quarter now. Denver and Miami in a pivotal game four. Is there anything else? Is game four never pivotal? Pivotal is either you're sweeping, you're going up 3-1, or you're tying it 2-2. So it's that there's nothing more pivotal
game five
than game
is usually
four.
Pivotal, often pivotal.
Game five is pivotal, okay. Too. But a 10-point lead for the Nuggets, who have come out pretty strong here to begin the third quarter. Jokic has 18. Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. both denting the scoreboard with regularity now. They are all in double figures. So the Heat, after ending the first half on as much of an upswing as you could expect.
Got close, yeah.
You know, they were down by 7 or 8. They made a couple of big plays. Adebayo had a big dunk. He drew a big personal foul on Jokic. And you're thinking, okay, the Heat have it going on here. They have some momentum. No, Denver has just come out with a big beginning to the third quarter. It's a 10-point lead with 7.5 left to go in the third.
And the Miami Heat have only 4 points in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. And looking at the stat sheet, starting guard Gabe Vincent is a minus 20 on the court. We're not even to mid-third quarter. When he's on the court, his team has been outscored by 20 already in this game. Ouch. How soon is Tyler Hero coming back? You know, I'm beginning to doubt he was ever on the roster. The amount of times that I've heard he's coming back. You know, maybe Sunday, probably Wednesday.
No.
Maybe Friday.
No. I don't think he's actually a real person. I at this point, I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think they have somebody that wears a bucket hat that sits on the sideline, and it's Tyler Hero. Does he play? Yeah, I think he does. He scores. He looks like a basketball player. He's tall.
No.
He's
I think
thin.
That was just Gilligan on the sidelines.
Hey, wait a minute. Take that. Oh, that's Ronnie Cicely wearing a bucket hat. I cannot believe that. Ronnie, can you hit a three?
Can he develop a three, I was just going to say that. They would take him on the court at this point.
Can you give us a couple of up-downs, Ronnie? Can you do that for us?
Gabe Vincent, guard, 0-for-3, three-point range. Max Strus, guard, 0-for-3, three-point range. Jimmy Butler, 1-for-3.
Now, this is one of those games where the Nuggets, still with a 9-point lead now, 6.5 left to go. Nikola Jokic with a 3. He was unguarded to get this lead back up to 9 after the Heat make a little mini run the last couple of minutes. This is a playoff Jimmy game. Right. This is where, okay, you can talk about the Heat and Heat culture all you want and say, yes, look at the game. Look what you're getting from Adebayo, who's been better than people have expected, and some of your support cast. Kyle Lowry is having a great game. But this is one of those playoff Jimmy 35-point games you need to win, and he's just not been that guy. It's almost like playoff Jimmy, you feel like it's a myth now. It's like, wait, it was so long ago where it was, look at the stamp he's putting on these series, 35-point game, 45-point game, and playoff Jimmy has just been kind of a guy in the playoffs over the course of the past few weeks, and it's been a long time. But if they're going to win this game, this is a playoff Jimmy. This is not find a way to get everybody involved. This is a playoff Jimmy game if he's still playoff Jimmy. That's the only way they win this game.
He's had one 30-point game since the second round, since they closed out the second round. So I know 2020 was awesome, and they made a run to the finals, and this year is awesome, and they've made a run to the finals. But let's be honest, this is an 8 seed, so they need a little something spectacular here because the opponent is better. We said that before, and I'll say that again tonight. Denver is just a better team.
You know, I expect this game to end, unless, you know, Scott Foster is the official in this game, so you never know how things can go. But I expect this game to end kind of like game three ended, with the Denver Nuggets going on a run and winning this game, and they win by 10, 12, 15, because, as you said, they are the better team. They have been the better team. I'm going to be mad because the only reason this isn't going to be a sweep is because they decided, and game two, we've won so many games not having to
every
play our best.
Game.
Yeah, well, are we really in trouble? We're up 15 late. Oh, we blew a lead. And instead of that game being looked at as, hey, game two has given us a series, game two was, hey, that woke the Nuggets up. Because when you look back in totality, because we're looking at the games one by one now, obviously, because that's how we have to do it.
Because they're so spread out, we have 5 days to think.
Yeah, more than that. More than that. I mean, listen, if they win tonight, they can't clinch until the 4th of July.
I think Max Scherzer pitches more often in a rotation than the actual NBA game.
I think Steven Strasburg pitches more than that. If that's the case, right? Look, if that's the case.
Too soon?
You're going to look back. No, come on, it's been a while. It hasn't been a while.
Yeah, right.
We're going to look back and go, that was a game that just woke the Nuggets up, right? Like, Malone was right when he said the effort wasn't there, and it wasn't, and how are the Heat open for these big threes? And when you win a lot of games and you're winning it pretty easily, and when you need to, you score the couple of buckets you need, eventually you're going to get to that lazy point where, yeah, I know, coach
and
keeps
home
saying
games.
It. Coach
home games especially. They played 50 home games and won 43 out of 50, playoffs included.
Yeah, coach keeps saying, we're fine. But, okay, we lost that game. Now we know. Now we know we need a 48-minute effort every night, and that's kind of what we've been getting from the Nuggets. And this game is kind of unfolding a lot like the last one, in which the Nuggets have a lead. The Heat will get a couple of buckets and cut it to 5, and then the Nuggets will push it back out to 10. And then that's kind of what we've seen the last 15, 20 minutes of this one.
And we mentioned the NBA schedule, a bit more spread out now than a couple of rounds ago. Game 5 is not on Sunday night, which is the number one evening for television ratings. I guess because of travel, maybe they were expecting, I don't know, some East Coast team and some West Coast team. But Game 5 isn't until Monday night in Denver. So they're skipping the best rated evening altogether and just giving that up.
Well, it's Father's Day. So
evening though, yeah. It would have been a prime time 8:30, 8 o'clock game.
Oh no, it's not Father's Day's next weekend. Father's Day's next weekend.
They will have
game
a Sunday
seven.
Game
will be
seven.
On. Yeah. Will be on Father's Day. So we'll be there.
So this is no.
Yeah,
excuse.
There won't be a game 7.
I don't think so. I feel pretty good about that. I'm going to go down being upset that I had the Nuggets in 4 and they gave away a game to stop my Nuggets in 4 prediction from happening.
That was one of the most efficient fourth quarters we've ever seen for Denver to win that Sunday night game, because they only had 19 possessions and they got 36 points out of it, which is just ludicrous. And they were down almost double digits to start the quarter. They were down 15 at Denver in the first half.
So a 10-point lead for the Nuggets now coming up on the 4-minute mark of the third quarter, make it 74-64 for Denver, leading the way. No surprise, Nikola Jokic on his way to potentially another triple-double, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists.
He already has the record for triple-doubles in a postseason with 10. We're just counting it off. We're just adding.
Nobody will ever remember it, Steve.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Get ready. When this series ends, we're going to be saying, is this the most dominant NBA Finals performance in modern NBA history? Modern, because I can't go back.
The finish for Giannis was pretty dominant.
Well, 50 points in Game 7. Yes, that was great. But you're talking about Jokic with a triple-double basically every single game. And we've had, LeBron has had big series, and Shaq had a big series, the second title, I think, for the Lakers.
Even in a loss, LeBron, when he had nobody around him. Yeah. I mean, he's had great series.
But this is you're talking about leading a team. When you talk about most dominant, because you're dominating, you're leading your team to an NBA Finals win, and you're doing it averaging a triple-double. He's the first guy to ever have a 30-20-10 mm-hmm. triple-double in NBA history the other night. Yeah, we're going to say, hey, this may be it. Because I can't go back to like Bill Russell or Wilt in the final. You look at Wilt's numbers, it's like, oh, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. 58 points, 34 rebounds, 22 blocks, 15 assists. You know, it's like, okay. But modern history, going back to Larry and Magic, yeah, I think that's going to be a big deal.
Okay, the Giannis Finals, where he had 50 in Game 7, he also had 2 40-point games earlier in the series. So I know it's recent history, and we kind of tend to go day-to-day, it seems like, with our NBA evaluations. It was only 2 years ago. He had 3 40-point games, including 50 in the clincher. That was pretty dominant Finals.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Welcome to Jason's favorite song.
The Mets will never win again. They'll go 0 for the rest of the season. They'll trade everyone when they can.
Well, I don't know what rock bottom feels like, but this seems like it's awfully close.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. This hour of the show brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is still an 8-point lead for the Nuggets, 76-68 over the Miami Heat. For Miami, the last couple minutes again, just like we told you, hey, they get it to 7, we'll get it to 5, we'll get it back out to 10. Jokic is hitting shots. Jimmy Butler sitting at 16 points. He has taken 12 shots in this game. If the Heat are going to win this game, it's got to be Jimmy Butler taking at least 10 shots in the fourth quarter. They're not going to go through with one of those team effort games. I'm sorry, but you need your superstars to play like stars. You need a playoff Jimmy game, and this is where he's got to come through, because it's almost like playoff Jimmy, you know, he has a big game, and it's, boy, let's go crazy with how great Jimmy Butler. Okay, well, he has games like this once in a while, but this isn't like every other game or every night when you need something big. Look at Jimmy Butler, all the championships. It's almost like you see the whole playoff Jimmy, not quite a myth, but maybe not quite playoff Jimmy, but more, hey, once in a while Jimmy, instead of playoff Jimmy.
Yeah, that's
once
more
in a while
accurate.
Jimmy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah.
Because in the opener of this series, he had 13 points. And that wasn't the only time that, I won't say he stunk, but it's not what you expected. And so in this game, even though he has 6 assists and no turnovers, while there are 5 turnovers from Bam Adebayo, just for the record, he's got to do exactly what you just said, because they've been trailing by double digits a lot here in the third. There is a long delay late third quarter, because I think it was Adebayo who hung on the rim and got called for offensive interference, and now they're not sure the rim is even level.
No, it's like they got one of those Home Depot $5 levels
with the bubble
that they just put on top going, eh, it looks kind of level to me. Okay, that's great. That's great. But if you noticed, when it was level, Scott Foster reached up and actually pushed it up a little bit. So now it's going to be really slanted for the fourth quarter here. It's going to be very difficult.
Okay, so then this is going to be Miami's excuse why they don't have a guard who can hit a three?
If you look at the way the level was, the bubble is, while it's inside the mark, it's a little bit too much to the right. The bubble is a little bit. So these shots, all you need is the slightest bit to be off, and hey, that's why the Heat missed all those shots.
They are still working on that, and the NBA worker, who's in a suit coat, by the way, had to avoid the waitress with full drinks on her tray right behind the basket.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I would feel more confident if a guy came out like in a plaid shirt and a work belt.
Yeah.
And he had the level, okay, well, this guy's going
to
get it right.
Here's ready a guy to go up a ladder.
Here's a guy in a suit. All right, great. No. Give me a guy in a work belt plaid shirt. Give me Tool Time with Tim Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah, get me out there. That's now I feel confident it's going to be level for everybody.
So I don't know. This has been going on for 4 or 5 minutes already. I don't know how much longer, but.
Yeah. It's been going on so long, Mark Jackson actually likes Nikola Jokic now. That's how long
or,
it's been.
I thought you were going to say he found a way to actually vote for him. It took a while. He's actually gone through the rules and figured it out.
You know, the ballot sometimes is really weird. I can't figure it out. How many of those people, oh, by the way, when you find out, wait, this person didn't vote right or voted this way, you realize they say, oh, hey, the ballot, it was really confusing. I mean, really? The ballot was confusing? How is it really the ballot's confusing?
And this is the first time you've ever looked at it?
It's really confusing. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea.
There's another delay because some medical incident, a fan is being taken off.
Yeah, they're just showing it right now. A woman, they are walking her off the court, a woman in a white t-shirt, and I believe they put her on a
I think they wheeled that off empty and they were helping her out of her seat on her feet.
Yeah, she was sitting near the court and she needed to leave, and so they were walking her off and they brought out a cart, but I don't think they put her on it. I think she was able to walk off the court under her own power.
I'm not sure the Heat will be able to walk off under their own power.
No. But remember, Paul Pierce had to go off in a wheelchair and come back and play. Remember that. This fan walks off under her own power, Paul Pierce in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Need we say more, actually.
That's all we need. So wait a minute.
She's going to come back then?
And she's going to come. They're
all going
to yell.
20 points,
yeah,
and then the whole team's
going to
win.
And we're going to find out she just had to go to the bathroom. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, well, Denver just went up 11. So this is, how close are we to being like last game where, oh my goodness, the home team's down, what, 20 here? Do we even need to watch the fourth quarter?
Well,
and it's getting later in the evening.
Steve, you are, oh, wow. I know you will never be a good network programmer. Tell people they don't need to watch the game. You get people to stay!
Says the guy that just gave up on the entire season for the New York Mets in June.
Well, yeah, okay. I could see where you would think that.
Steve, it was over in April. Give Jason credit for hanging in till June.
So we'll get back to this game coming up in a few minutes again. Final minute of the third quarter, 11-point lead for the Nuggets. But news today, and it really cinches that this is going to go down as the worst NFL trade since 2000. There's a lot of bad NFL trades. Herschel Walker, 11 players for one.
It's the first thing I thought of.
You go back to 2000 here, the modern day of the NFL. The Seahawks' Pete Carroll said today that he is not sure if Jamal Adams is going to be ready to start the 2023 season. It may be too much to ask. Adams played in one game last year due to a torn quad muscle. Since they gave up two first-round picks to get him, he has played in a grand total of 13 games. This is, without a doubt, the worst NFL trade since 2000.
Because the two picks the Raiders gave up for Antonio Brown were not first-rounders.
Right. There's bad trades, and there's acquiring players that hasn't worked out. But the reason this is the worst one is because you can combine a huge compensation package plus the money they had to pay him makes this into the worst deal since 2000, right? Remember, giving up two for a box safety. When that happened, Joe Douglas must have said, oh my goodness, this guy is unhappy, and we don't even know that he can defend the pass well. Yes, give us two first-round picks, right?
I don't think we know that in their uniform because we didn't see him last year, essentially.
Wasn't it
an opening day injury?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. And I don't, because he's blocked me on Twitter, Jamal Adams, because of the things I have said.
Because of the truth.
And now you know, and the thing is, it's not like I at him when I talk, but when we do the show, and I do the show for everybody listening, and I say, hey, Jamal Adams is this, Jamal Adams is that. I don't at the guys, I don't at players. I'm not that way to go, hey, I'm so desperate to make a headline.
Yeah.
It's for the people
just
listening.
Just do the show. Yeah.
So, but I know he's a guy that searches his name on Twitter, because when he blocked me, because the only way he's got to block me is if he searches his name and my name comes up, because a lot of times we have takes on it that make headlines on the internet. So he's a guy that searches his name, saw what I said, and blocks me.
So the NFL player searches his own name on Twitter while he's looking up how to spell insecurity?
No, probably instead of looking at the iPad on the sideline because he's playing, because he's hurt, he has time to sit back and look at stuff. But
although if those were any of Belichick's players, probably all the iPads have been thrown down to the ground and screens busted. And then told by the NFL, not an iPad, that's actually a sponsor. Can you please not do that?
You know, how do they not just do what, you know, I would do for my daughter when she was like 8 or 9 and had her first iPad? Get the ones with the big blue bumpers around it, so if they drop it, it doesn't break. Hey, how about you do that? I mean, just put the big bumpers around it. It's fine. So drop it. It'll be great.
If only all the cars, once they got to be teenagers, had the same.
But all the other bad trades, think about this, right?
Mitchell Trubisky would be brought up if Mike Harmon were sitting in this chair next year.
Sure. DeAndre Hopkins was a bad trade, but that was involving a trade for a player, and there wasn't a first-round pick involved, and it's not like DeAndre Hopkins lit the world on fire when they traded him to Arizona.
Apparently a free agent.
He's just been okay when he was healthy, but now he's got injury issues, and he's got a PED issue. But the fact that the
Carson
Seahawks,
Wentz, what about Carson Wentz acquisition?
But it's you didn't give up a lot. That's the thing. The Seahawks gave up 2 first-round picks, and they had to pay Jamal Adams a top salary to be a box safety. That is, without a doubt, the worst trade in the NFL since 2000. Because other trades, they're bad, but when you're not giving up a big asset, okay. Yeah, it's all right. We made a bad trade, but it's not like, hey, we traded for this guy and we gave up a bunch of stuff and we had to pay. No, the combination of everything makes this the worst trade the last 23 years. And I got news for you. You know what the worst trade? There's one trade that could actually supersede this depending on how this year goes.
Oh, can I guess?
You want to? All right, Frostberg, go ahead.
Place with a new coach?
Go
Russell
ahead.
Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
If this year goes bad, this year, that will go down as the worst trade.
Because they did give up 2 first-rounders,
yes,
right?
They gave up 2, and you paid him not just for it, because after this year, at least, Jamal Adams can walk away. And they did get draft picks back for Russell Wilson. So
and Drew Locke, don't forget they got Drew Locke.
They got Drew Locke. That's very important. And Noah Fant, they got Noah Fant too, who turned out to not even play. Saved him on my dynasty team for no reason. So there's that.
Dang,
so
Iowa tight ends.
They have the worst trade, and they also may wind up making the best trade, because if Wilson stinks, and this is it, this is Russell Wilson has a year to show that I can still be a quarterback. And guess what? You're getting replaced,
and it's fair to give him that year. I mean, new regime, all of that.
Yeah, and I'm of the inclination to see new season with Sean Payton, who has never failed with a quarterback. He has coached his entire career.
And he's going to run. Is he going to run this year? Like they had some yards at the end of last season.
He's going to have to, and he's going to be better. I, when they made the trade, I said this is going to be a rough year one, because it's going to be a difficult time trying to figure out what is Russell Wilson still. How do we have to maneuver the offense around him?
They're going to have a head coach that doesn't belong in the league as a head coach. They're going to give up 50 points on Christmas Day in front of the whole country,
and they're going to go back and settle for a 63-yard field goal on Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. So I knew last year was going to be rough. This year wasn't going to be. This will be better because they will have figured out their mistakes and moved on. And hey, when you move on to go get Sean Payton, I mean, that's a hell of moving on. So I don't see that happening. But if it does, this will then jump ahead of Russell Wilson. But right now, Jamal Adams easily worst trade in the NFL since 2000.
And the reason this comes up is because Pete Carroll, Seattle coach, is asked about specifically this player, the Seahawks safety you are talking about, and what's his health status, and the comment was, we'll see.
It may be too much to ask him to be ready for week one.
Wow.
He got hurt in week one, and it may be too much to ask for him to be ready for week one here. I mean, it doesn't get worse than that. I mean, at least they can sit here and say, yeah, but look at the trade we made to get rid of Russ, and we got Geno, and we did this, and we got draft picks back. Don't look at that trade. Look at this trade. But yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where you go, wow. No one's ever going to make a non-quarterback trade like that ever again.
Now, remind me again, who did Seattle make this deal with to get this player?
They made the deal with the 2023 Super Bowl champion New York Jets.
No.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Who are also, guys, runner-up for the worst trade in NFL history with Aaron Rodgers.
Stop, jerk.
Are you going to give him 1 year on that trade, too?
Right now, it's the best trade. Right now, it's the best trade in the history of the game. Right. Are you kidding?
It's the king of the OTA. It's like when the White Sox won the offseason for Harmon. Jets won. I mean, they're so good in the OTs, the Jets aren't even going to practice next week.
You don't need to. Well,
got it
now, hang on. The reason the Jets aren't doing it is because they had full participation in OTAs. Rodgers was there for the entire session, and they report early because they play the Hall of Fame game. So it's like, listen, we just had a great – why are we doing it next week? We'll cancel it. It's fine. I'm not going to sit in the second week of September going, the Jets are 0-2. Had they just practiced that week in June, maybe we'd be 2-0. Right? Rodgers has some time. You could have sat there and got more time with Garrett Wilson. I'm not going to say that.
Somebody is in that exact accent.
It's going to be absolutely fine. Yes, I'm sure many people will do that.
Trust the process.
Well, the Jason Smith Show with Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. I'm going back to 2000. Worst trade in the NFL.
Relax.
Jamal Adams.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Dude, you just can't keep playing these songs every single night, man.
Why not?
Because people want variety.
This is variety.
I mean, I say this for a show that tunes in to hear my voice and Armin's voice and Steve's voice every single
night. Talking about the Mets and Jets every night.
But they find different ways. I mean, if you've got to do that way.
These are the same notes. Is that what you're saying? You're getting the same songs.
Yeah. Hey, so just to let everybody know, I said the Nuggets will win this series easy. Unless Scott Foster gets involved, and boy, what have we seen? Nikola Jokic on the bench with five fouls. Jimmy Butler getting away with an incredible charge that instead goes for an end one. And so the Nuggets trying to pull away. The Heat are staying close, but it is still an eight-point lead right now for Denver with 7 minutes left to go. Jokic has been on the bench since picking up that fifth foul.
And in the last minute or two, Jamal Murray hit a three. Aaron Gordon has scored. Aaron Gordon is the leading scorer in this game, either side. 11 of 15 shooting from the floor. He has 27 points and five assists. So we may not get a Jokic triple-double. He has four assists, three turnovers tonight, and the five fouls that you mentioned. But Aaron Gordon has come through, and it's an eight-point lead for the visitors.
Well, obviously, the plan of slowing Jokic down from not creating is Scott Foster.
is getting in there and making sure
so
that
you're saying that she asked the wrong person that question. Yeah.
Sorry, Ramona, you had to ask Scott Foss. I'll shut him down. He thinks he's so good. Just get me into game four. All right, thank
I
you
very
much.
I got something for the pool reporter to take into the ref's room.
What does the home team win like 98% of the time when Scott Foster's the referee? Is that
I'm not
happens?
Sure it's quite that.
Now, we'll have more on this game coming up. Again, 7 minutes left to go. It is an 8-point lead for the Nuggets over the Heat.
So they are 7 minutes away from a 3-1 lead, and can we say it out loud, essentially taking the series.
Yeah, well, yes, but it would take a while because you never know. Tyler Hero could be back for game five since that's not till the 4th of July.
That's right.
So there is that.
And then, yeah, I think it is after the draft that they're finally going to finish the series.
Listen, game five, I'll give you this guy. Game five is the 4th of July. Okay. Game six is the same day as the MLB trade deadline. Game seven is on Labor Day. That's
no,
how it
I believe
goes.
They moved game seven because it's got to finish before that FIBA World Cup starts because some of the players are required by the end of the summer. So,
All right. Well, maybe they'll figure that out.
Because Eric Spoelstra is the U.S. assistant coach. He may have, that'd be quite, you know, those games are in Manila. That's quite a road trip.
He could just coach like by proxy, like with a, he'd have a GoPro on his head and someone could do it surrogate.
He is such a legend in Manila, seriously. I bet they could just put like a picture of him in the chair there and people would still, or, you know, some sort of...
And one of those things where you press a button and he has like 3 pre-programmed phrases?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe a hologram. Have him standing up, sitting down.
Oh, the holograms.
People would go nuts for that.
Might work. So we'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes, but big headline the last couple of days.
The hologram Spoelstra can still... give you backlash on the question in the
he will see he could still be upset. He would just be untrained eye. Press the button that says untrained eye. Yeah. So Chris Paul is either getting released by the Suns and his career is over, or it's not. And they're discussing his future.
So we've narrowed it down to those two.
Because the report first came out, you know, Yahoo and Shams had the report, Chris Haynes Yahoo had the report that Chris Paul was going to be getting released. He was done. But then that report was refuted, and instead out is the narrative that they're discussing his future. Let me tell you.
At this point,
he's getting released.
Yeah.
Okay. He's getting released. All this is Chris Paul trying to control the narrative so it doesn't look like he's released. So it could look like the team's two sides came to a mutual conclusion that Chris Paul should go someplace else. So Chris Paul still seems like he's well sought after and teams want him and they want him for their team instead of Chris Paul is done. He's getting released. I want to control that narrative so it looks like I feel like I still have value. So let's kill this for a couple of days, and then when it comes back out, it's going to be after we spoke, it's best that we both go our separate ways.
And people will continue to forget that Chris Paul looks as old as he does every postseason. Mm. Because if you control the narrative, you kind of kindly, that whole paragraph goes by the wayside, doesn't it?
You know, he's a guy that needs to understand that maybe for the next couple of years, he comes off the bench. That because he can't extend all the way through. He can't play a whole season. He can't play in the playoffs. If he would say that, if he would take that, go to a real big-time contending team and be okay with coming off the bench, yeah, I'd love him for the next couple of seasons. Like, if he went to the Lakers, yeah, I could come off the bench and I'm okay with that because I'm okay with that. I'm secure with that in my legacy. Yeah, I can see him having a pretty big impact the next couple of years playing less
minutes. As soon as you said that, I looked up Jason Kidd's career. I didn't remember the Knicks year at the end. Bench.
More of the finals coming up next right here, Fox.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.